Hello everyone. Let's start my presentation. Vivid runtime and the secured content delivery system on Tizen. My name is Ariro Nagayama from Acrode Inc. Before starting my presentation, I give you a short company profile. Corporate name is Acrode Inc., which is a prefix acro plus idea. Acro means in the Greek words, like highest. Highest idea is Acrode's meaning. We established the company July 2004, and the consolidated sales last fiscal year was 2961 million yen, which is approximately $30 million. Number of employees is 167, and the group company is AMS Inc. AMS Inc. is e-commerce on a mobile solution company. And Acrode Korea Inc. is located at Seoul in Korea. And we have a main businesses, three divisions. Three products, smart solution, smartphone solution, like device DRM, and the content service, social game development. Our representative title is soccer game, soccer card game. And the middleware solution is Vivid Runtime and Vivid UI. So today's presentation summary is native application executable can be treated as data by utilizing Vivid Runtime. By encrypting data with our ALG, Acrode LightGuard, even if the data is extracted, it will not execute on an authorized terminal. For this reason, native application can be distributed in an encrypted format with our DRM processing. Our monetize business model is Acrode intends to monetize this business at the electronic delivery platform for DRM protected native application. Let's start with Vivid Runtime. What is a Vivid Runtime? To enable the same application binary to be executed on any mobile terminal, which means you just have one single binary by Vivid Runtime to be porting it to the multi-platforms. Of course, Tizen and Android, iOS. Vivid Runtime is program execution environment. The same binary program operates without any underlying OS dependence, offers a full C++ functionality across multiple environments, and no game engine dependence. Dynamically linked shared library are also supported. Here's the features. Number one, improves software portability, lowers cost, and fosters consistency on multiple platforms. Number two, brings application development advantage. Number three, provides an attractive platform to both mobile operators and handset makers. Number four, development process non-reliant upon handset environment. Here's a Vivid Runtime architecture on Tizen. So, runtime is the middleware between Tizen OS layer and apps. So, runtime has contained three parts: launcher, high API, low API. Low API is open source code, extension, usually OpenJS, OpenS3S. High API contains by 2D, 3D, lib, OpenL, ALRib, NetworkRib, more and more. And the loader, object loader, object relocator, object parser, dynamic extension resolver. Here's the APIs cover Vivid runtime requirement. We have application framework, UI, content, base, multimedia, messaging, social, location, network, telephony system. The following native APIs are used to link functions when polling with Vivid runtime. OpenCode, OpenCode extension, OpenSL ES, and the launcher slash loader. Vivid runtime application Tizen. For example, touch screen and the sensor events generated from Tizen are transferred to runtime apps by a runtime's OpenCode interface. Expression related to visual graphics and audio are sent to UI and multimedia APIs, respectively. Additional native bindings. Application loader module providing a plugin system for defining additional native functions that should be available for the portable application. Enables additional hardware capabilities to be efficiently exposed to the ported side, GPS and accelerometer. Dynamic linking, function discovery at runtime using real open DL SIM style calls, direct .so linking as optional. Selection of a development environment. Any dev platform may be used. If the compiler supports Elf objects, developers can work in their accustomed environment, Eclipse and Microsoft Visual Studio. Dev environment with debugger can be built without IP fees. Open platform provides public release of all notices. No charge at access for information. Dev environment four main features. Number one, desktop ARM simulator. Number two, software development kit SDK. Number three, easy polling. Number four, integration kit for device manufacturer. Objective C slash C++ ECMA scripts are supported. Built-in support for shared library. Typical application development process. I'm not a game developer. However, here's a typically application development process. Application development start develop using Eclipse IDE, test and debug using ARM simulator environment. Secondary, packaging. Create application packages, executable, external dependencies, data files, privilege, signing, and certification. Testing. Install and test on a developer provisioning profile install the handset. Use the stress testing tools in the ARM simulator. Next. Provisioning. Submit to the provisioning authority for approval process. Next. Finally, you get the approval. Typical integration process overview. OpenCode. Implement OpenCode, EGL, and other media abstraction APIs on the target handset. Use the provided conformance test to verify API functionality. Application loader module porting. Integration test with provided test suite of binary portable application. Additional native function binding. Expose any non-standard functionality by a custom native binding plugins, and the final testing. That's a typical integration process. Next subject is secured content delivery system. Acrodia Content Delivery System Overview. Content distribution server features content management and content encryption facilities. Distribution server encrypts automatically. Content data generate writes object with encryption key generation on basis of user ID. App authenticates at content usage based on user ID. User with unauthorized ID cannot use downloaded content. ID is unique to users. User ID unique to service or unique to terminal, IMSI, IMEI, is used. And user case CP, registered contents, and a domain developer site provisioning. So, and for example, IMSI, IMEI, selectable by service. So from device side, encryption module, DRM features, send the encryption key to the server, and the server will send the download as an encryption module. Acrodia DRM-M for game apps. Protection from illicit copying of video audio. Designed to protect downloaded content. Data and apps are all subject to encryption as data. Device ID detected to confirm device. One of the examples is CP game content registered on a content distribution server with the encryption module and the game content. And on the billing server, billing key generated on device ID basis. Billing server send the billing key to the encryption module. And the encryption module send the device ID for billing. Application side, RPK, executable encryption. So here's our DRM solution, the future comparison. Left side is with Acrodia DRM, and the right-hand side is without Acrodia DRM. Scope of DRM. With Acrodia DRM, check. Premium and free apps content files. Without Acrodia DRM, premium apps only. And how about encryption? Acrodia DRM, apps and content encrypted. Without Acrodia DRM case, app data is not encrypted. So how about the DRM setting per handset? DRM keys are uniquely identified by IMSI or IMEI MAC address. And without Acrodia DRM case, Google ID used in a Android case, Google ID used not handset discrete. Networking connection at app launch not required. And without Acrodia DRM required. And how about copy protection? Encryption prevents copying. And without Acrodia DRM case, root permission access enable copying. So I show you in case of Android device case, but I'm not pretty sure that Tizen DRM without Acrodia DRM. So maybe you know, same result with this comparison chart on a device, a Tizen device. Featured comparison table, left side is BBT runtime, be comparison with Dalvik and Dalvik NDK and iPhone case. C or C++ development case. Runtime only checks. And the objective minus C development. Of course, Vivid Runtime and iPhone, of course, good. And how about the DRM encryption? Runtime and iPhone checks. Third-party SDK support. Except the iPhone, those are all three things, okay. And how about IDE environment? Vivid Runtime support both Eclipse Visual Studio. However, Dalvik only support Eclipse. Now, Dalvik NDK only support Eclipse. iPhone only support Xcode. How about OS abstraction? Vivid Runtime and Dalvik is okay. And virtual machine native. So Vivid Runtime is, I told you Vivid Runtime is a native mode. And Dalvik is a virtual machine, the VM. And the Dalvik NDK, VM, and NTP, native. And the iPhone is native. Lastly, performance is Vivid Runtime. By using Vivid Runtime is high. And the Dalvik mid-low. And the Dalvik NDK high and mid. And iPhone also high. So I will show you a Tizen game demonstration. This game is named Ikaruga, which is developed by a Japanese game developer. Can you see? This game is porting our engineer takes only 1 week using our runtime, Vivid Runtime engine. Smooth graphics, smooth action. Oops, I'm not good player though. And the next game application is very casual game, Wimbledon tennis game. Oh. I'm not good with tennis players. Okay. If you have game contents already, you should have our using a SDK, and you just have one single binary. And if you get a single binary by Vivid Runtime Engine, you can be easily porting it to the multi-platform, not only Android, iOS, Tizen. So it's ultimately an ecosystem. You can save the time and the money, ROI standpoint. So, and you have any question? I'm here. This is a final presentation, so I have time, more time to face-to-face with your question. Okay? Thank you very much. And also, if you have any question, send an email to my address, nagayama@acrodia.co.jp. This is my address. So, thank you very much. Some other question?